Welcome to ID the Future. I'm Janine Dixon, Educational Outreach Coordinator for Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. And today, I'm talking with Casey Luskin, who has co-authored a new comprehensive curriculum on intelligent design. Casey holds bachelor's and master's degrees in earth sciences from the University of California at San Diego and a law degree from the University of San Diego. He works as research coordinator at Discovery Institute, and he has co-authored or contributed a number of books, including Traipsing into Evolution, Intelligent Design 101, God and Evolution, and Science and Human Origins. He's also co-author of the new ID curriculum, Discovering Intelligent Design. So Casey, thanks for talking with us here on ID the Future today.
Great to be on the show.
First of all, congratulations on the publication of Discovering Intelligent Design. The book looks great, and it fills an important niche in the library of pro-ID books. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Janine. For years, we've received inquiries from educators of all kinds, but particularly from homeschool and private school educators who've asked for an introductory ID curriculum. And while there's a ton of great ID literature out there, somehow a comprehensive and very basic ID curriculum has never been produced. So we always had to answer these people, sorry, but the curriculum you're looking for doesn't exist. And as you might expect, it eventually became tiresome and even embarrassing to keep giving that answer. So when the opportunity arose a couple years ago, we decided to start producing an introductory ID curriculum, and that curriculum is now Discovering Intelligent Design.
So what is the audience you're trying to reach and why?
I think Discovering Intelligent Design is a versatile curriculum that's going to be able to reach a wide variety of readers, but it's focused on reaching homeschool or private school students from an advanced middle school to high school age. That being said, I think that a lower level college class might find it pretty useful as well, especially if the readers were not already very familiar with intelligent design. Also, I should note that while officially it's a textbook, Discovering ID reads like a book. So that means that if you're just an interested layperson or even a self-motivated student looking for an easy-to-read intro to intelligent design, Discovering ID could be an ideal resource for you. And I should make one other important point here. Discovery Institute has a long-standing policy that we oppose attempts to push intelligent design into public schools. So while Discovering ID is strictly scientific in its approach, we would not recommend it for use in public schools. And in fact, Discovery Institute scientists and scholars have already published about 6 years ago a totally different curriculum that is appropriate to use in public schools.
That's a good point, Casey. I assume you're talking about Explore Evolution. How does Discovering ID differ from the previous textbook produced under Discovery Institute's leadership, Explore Evolution?
Explore Evolution is the curriculum that I had in mind when I mentioned that. And the basic difference between Explore Evolution and Discovering ID is this. First of all, Explore Evolution was written for use in public schools. It does not talk at all about intelligent design, and it simply addresses the scientific evidence for and against neo-Darwinian evolution. Discovering ID, on the other hand, is all about learning intelligent design at an introductory level, and it covers ID not just in biology, but also in cosmology. It's written with non-public school education in mind, although it is strictly scientific in its approach. So Explore Evolution is a superb curriculum, but it's focused only on biology and evolution, whereas Discovering ID covers biology, cosmology, evolution, and intelligent design. And I should note here also that there are other excellent textbooks out there about ID aside from Discovering Intelligent Design. For example, William Dembski and Jonathan Wells' textbook, The Design of Life, Discovering Signs of Intelligence in Biological Systems, provides a compelling and thorough presentation of the evidence, but it's definitely written at a more advanced college level and does not cover the cosmological case for intelligent design. And indeed, there are numerous high-quality books out there that introduce ID, but they're either not written as a comprehensive study tool or they include religious components. So we would highly recommend any of the books I just mentioned, as well as many other resources, but there's a reason why Discovering ID is unique. It's the only strictly scientific textbook that comprehensively introduces both the biological and the cosmological evidence for ID at a layperson's level.
What else distinguishes Discovering Intelligent Design?
I think the answer to this question, Janine, gets into some of the most exciting aspects of the Discovering ID curriculum. First off, Discovering ID is a multimedia curriculum. The textbook takes some of the best ID videos out there, like Unlocking the Mystery of Life, or The Privileged Planet, or Darwin's Dilemma, or Icons of Evolution, and it integrates clips from those documentaries into the textbook. So working with Lustre Media, select clips from those videos have been combined on a special DVD created just for use with the Discovering ID curriculum. Here's how it works. As you're reading the textbook and studying, say, cosmic fine-tuning, you'll come across a prompt in the book which tells you to pop in the DVD and watch a particular segment on fine-tuning. The clips usually last 5 to 10 minutes, and after you're done watching it, you can go back to reading the textbook. There's a second distinctive aspect of Discovering ID, and that's the fact that it also can come with a workbook. The workbook probably isn't for the casual reader, but for teachers who want to use Discovering ID as a curriculum, they'll find it quite valuable. Here's how you can use the workbook. Each chapter in the Discovering ID textbook has a corresponding chapter in the workbook to help reinforce the material in the textbook. The workbook contains short answer questions, vocabulary questions, essay questions, and my personal favorite part, inquiry activities for students to get hands-on opportunities to learn about the scientific evidence and the debate over ID as a whole.
Can you give an example of an ID-related science project that you give in the workbook?
Absolutely. One of my favorite examples is the inquiry activity for Chapter 3 that allows students to learn about the Doppler effect. So basically, you create something called a buzzer ball by constructing a battery-operated buzzer that buzzes quite annoyingly, and then you insert it into a foam ball like a Nerf ball. Then you toss the ball back and forth and listen to how the pitch of sound emitted by the buzzer changes as the ball moves toward and then away from an observer. But we tried to mix it up a little bit with the inquiry activity, so they're not all pure science experiments. For example, another inquiry activity allows the student to study and analyze the rhetoric used about ID in the media. And for the more artistic student, another activity lets students build a mock universe-creating machine. And there are, of course, lots of science-focused and very instructive inquiry activities as well, ones that help students to learn the basics of how to construct phylogenetic trees. And then for fossil lovers, there's an inquiry activity about how to build a collector's curve. So I think these inquiry activities are a lot of fun and will keep the students engaged, as well as teaching them some really interesting scientific information.
I know that the major theme is introducing intelligent design, but it sounds like the book covers a lot of ground. What are the major topics covered in the curriculum?
Well, there are 20 chapters in the textbook divided into 6 sections. Part 1 introduces the basic concepts of ID and Darwinian evolution and terminology important to the debate. It also covers some critical thinking tools used to investigate origins. Part 2 then examines the evidence for ID from cosmology, looking at the Big Bang and the evidence for design from cosmic fine-tuning, as well as the evidence that shows that the Earth is a privileged planet. Then Part 3 gets into the biological evidence for design, starting with information and the origin of life, and also getting into mutations, molecular machines, and the design of animal body plans, including the human body. The capstone chapter in this section is really fun, I think. It responds to various dysteleological arguments against ID, such as the increasingly dubious concept of junk DNA. Part 4 then explores the issue of common descent, studying the relevant genetic and fossil evidence for a tree of life, as well as discussing some common icons of evolution. The last chapter of this section, I think, is a special contribution to the book, as it looks at the genetic, fossil, and behavioral evidence surrounding human origins. Part 5 is a unique section, as it allows students to analyze and assess the scientific evidence that's been presented in the book and let them evaluate whether it's best explained by materialism or intelligent design. And then finally, Part 6 investigates the larger debate and explains the importance of protecting academic freedom. One of my favorite aspects of this section answers common criticisms against ID and exposes logical fallacies often used to attack ID. And the book closes with tips for how students and other readers can get involved in the debate.
That's a helpful summary. Thank you. Can you estimate how long it might take for a teacher to lead a group of younger students through the book?
Well, I think that if a teacher were to spend one day a week on the book, they could easily cover the whole book in a standard approximately 40-week school year. And it would make a very nice supplement to any standard science class and keep students highly engaged in the material. Alternatively, if a teacher wanted to do an in-depth study of the book, it could easily be covered in a quarter or perhaps stretched out to a semester.
What's the story behind your writing, Discovering ID? How did you join forces with your co-authors?
Well, this is kind of a fun story, and I think we get into some more detail on this in one of the other podcasts we recorded about Discovering ID. But here's the long story short. In 2009, two homeschool educators from the Los Angeles area, Gary and Hallie Kemper, approached Discovery Institute asking us to review an ID textbook that they had begun to draft. and they needed our review because they wanted to use Illustra Media DVD clips as part of their textbook curriculum. But Illustra wouldn't approve the use of their DVDs unless Discovery Institute approved the content of the textbook. So the task of reviewing the textbook fell to me, and pretty soon we realized that Gary and Hallie's vision for the ID curriculum was great. So this led to me getting involved with reviewing and writing and even sometimes rewriting much of the material to make sure that the textbook was scientifically current and accurate, and the project sort of evolved from there into the curriculum that we have today.
Now, the science behind the theory of intelligent design isn't necessarily elementary or easy stuff. Did you find it to be a creative challenge to explain ID in terms that a middle school student can understand?
This certainly was a challenge, but I think due to the unique creative dynamic between myself and my co-authors, we were successfully able to meet this very important challenge. I think that the product that we produced here, the Discovering ID curriculum, is not just technically accurate, but it's also very accessible and understandable by younger readers. So here's sort of how it worked. Gary Kemper has a background in aerospace engineering and now works in the film industry, where he's gained a lot of skills in editing content down to what really matters. Hallie, on the other hand, is a homeschool teacher with sort of a lifelong passion about this debate, who understands the homeschool educational context and how to communicate to kids. So with my background in the science of ID and also with evolutionary biology, I would draft chapters and material that would be scientifically accurate and faithful to mainstream ID thinking. Gary and Hallie would then reshape the content in a manner that was shorter, easier to read, and kid-appropriate. I would then review for accuracy and ensure that the best arguments were being presented, and they would then continue to massage the material to bring it down to the right level. So after a few iterations of this process, I think that the final product is tremendous. It explains the basic science behind ID in a variety of fields, but in a manner that I think students will be able to follow and comprehend. And there's one other element that I think makes the material comprehensible for younger readers. We were privileged to have a professional illustrator help create many high-quality illustrations for the textbook, and these aid in explaining the ideas and the evidence. And additionally, of course, the DVD clips help a lot as well.
That sounds like a good team. One last question. Is there any special significance to the image of the hummingbird on the cover?
Well, you should probably thank Hallie Kemper for finding that beautiful photograph of the hummingbird. She's an animal lover who drafted the module in Chapter 10 that covered the hummingbird body plan. It's really quite amazing. Its wings can beat 75 times per second, and they can fly up, down, sideways, diagonal, backwards, hovering, and even upside down. Now, the hummingbird's body plan, I would say, enables it to perform acrobatic feats that outstrip even the most advanced human technology. No drone we've created yet even comes close, but if it ever did, I would bet it would be because it was based upon the hummingbird's body plan design. So we thought that hummingbirds were a great representation of the design of animal body plans, but for the details, Janine, you'll have to read the book.
Great. Now, where can people go to get more information?
You can find more information about Discovering ID by going to www.discoveringid.org, including information about how to buy the book. And you can also download some sample material from the book, like the first chapter, to kind of get an idea if you think it's a good fit for the curriculum that you want to use in your private or homeschool setting.
Well, thank you. This sounds great, Casey. I think this will really fill a need in educating students about intelligent design. So this is very exciting.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you. This is Janine Dixon with ID the Future. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2013. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.